I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Things are just getting worse for the poorest country in the Middle East as conflict continues to rule that country. Even though we can't always solve the complexities of war, we can help those caught in the crossfire. And what does a short-term mission trip look like when it's intentional, thoughtful, and effective? It's a different look at your world today on Mission Network News. First, UNICEF estimates that every 10 minutes, another child in Yemen dies from a preventable illness. Yemen is one of the four countries making up the worst humanitarian crisis we've seen in decades. Over half the population there is considered food insecure. Rachel Elwood of World Gospel Mission.
Yemen was, prior to the war, one of the poorest, if not the poorest, country in the Middle East. The poverty rate at that time was about a third, so 34%, but it's doubled in the last 2 years. It's doubled to 62% of people live in poverty.
Elwood says while they can't solve all the complex issues at once, they can do something. They're working with trusted local partners on the ground to distribute food aid, shelter, provide education, and more.
We're able to help them reach out to their people to equip the people of faith that live in Yemen that are committed to stay and rebuild their country.
And it's on the platform of meeting physical needs that Christians have been able to talk about their faith and share the gospel.
People are listening because they're getting true help, and that's making a huge statement. When you've got the Middle East just torn apart by sectarian violence, people are looking for another way and another answer.
Please ask God to protect and bless this ministry. And for more information on the Yemen crisis, just visit missionnews.org. And it's no secret that young refugees are especially susceptible to radicalization when they feel a loss of hope and purpose in their lives, and extremist groups know this. But Christian ministries are stepping in and speaking hope into the lives of young refugees. Dale Dielman with Tent Schools International says one thing they do is support computer labs job training.
The trainees then would be persons who are within that country, but mostly refugees who have come and have nothing to do. These are young adult refugees who are not in any schools or in any other way engaged in employment.
It opens conversations about the gospel.
We want people to know about the Savior. We want to tell them about the Prince of Peace. In some places, they may be opposed to hearing that, but we rely on our partners in these countries to really determine how best to integrate that faith with the training.
And what can you do today?
Let's pray for the young people who are struggling today. Let's pray for those who are just, if you will, wasting time in refugee camps with no sense of direction, no sense of what's next.
And pray also that young refugees would find their answer to hope and purpose in Jesus Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Short-term mission trips give people a chance to touch and be touched by another culture for the first time, but that doesn't mean it always goes according to plan. Ken Ivins of AMG International knows a thing or two about the impact of short-term missions.
A lot of times those in the first world, people with the money, people with the power that are going other places, don't realize the impact we have on the cultures that we step into.
Ivins says some missionaries are none the wiser when local believers yield to suggestions as if they're commands. And that's why AMG tries to funnel their ministry through national ministries that are already there.
When we go, we're going there to serve the national in a way that best suits them. If they ask us to do something that makes absolutely no sense to us, but it's the best way to present the gospel, that's what we will do.
By building the validity of national believers and encouraging teams already in place, AMG teams make long-term relationships on short-term trips.
When you've seen these things, when you've heard these things, when you've watched these things, you're now responsible to share those things with others. Go home and don't expect people to understand until they've seen it themselves, but at the same time, you have the obligation to communicate to them the needs and what God is doing around the world and the great things that He's doing.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook. Get yours free when you click the link at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.